So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, I know this could be the very first time you ever checked out the show, right? There's over 2.5 million podcasts. So shout out to all of them. But let me tell you first and foremost about what we do each and every single week. We continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you, whether you're trying to climb that career ladder, that corporate ladder, or perhaps become an entrepreneur, start your own business, or you're an entrepreneur already struggling, trying to figure out, okay, what's the next steps? The cool thing about this show is everybody who has been up here has answered a question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life. And as school's over, now what, right? Like, what do we do? How do we figure this thing out, right? And because of you, this show has completely blown up. We featured huge names like Ed Mylett, Grant Cardone, Grammy Award winners like Estelle, and many, many more. But if you're rocking with me for a while, you know how I like to kick this thing off. And that is with the review of the week. So shout out to everyone right now that's watching us on YouTube. It's time for the review of the week. I'm going to pull it up right here on the screen. And it comes from Christina Hutchings. And she wrote, "One of a kind, the coldest major gems drop. So make sure you're ready to jot down notes to apply them." Listen, Christina, I appreciate you for rocking with us, calling us the coldest, calling us one of a kind. Guys, if you've been enjoying this show for quite some time, we've been rocking since June of 2018. The only thing we ask is that you scroll to the bottom of your screen. If you're listening to us right now, Apple on Spotify, smash that 5-star rating and leave your review. Or perhaps you're watching us right now on YouTube on our channel, School's Over, Now What? Be sure to subscribe, fam. Hit that like button and tell a friend about the show. This has helped us do some of the most amazing things. And here's what I want to tell you right now. If you've seen the title for today's episode, I love when I'm able to get to these solo episodes, these really, you know, these messages that's going to change your level of thinking, because we've interviewed a lot of people, but sometimes you got to get the word from me. And today I want to talk about this, right? You need better habits. I'll say it again. You need better habits, not motivation. Right? You can listen to some of the most inspiring people on this planet, but if you don't have the habits in place to be successful, you never win. So let's break it down. Let me share with you right now some habits and how you can put them in place for your business. And I wrote some things down right now because consistency is the key. Like, if you have consistency with your habits, those are things, there's going to be days where you're not going to feel like doing anything at all. Like, you're not always going to feel like, all right, I should, you know, get up and, you know, look at this report. I should get up and check my sales, or I should make this post, or I should reach out to X, Y, Z amount of clients. You're not going to have it. But having those habits and having that, you know, ingrained into your system is going to be a game changer for you. So one of the things I want to help you do right now is to apply better structure. So I want you to start setting alarms, right? Set alarms. So if you say, okay, I perform my best when I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I go to the gym. You know, one of my habits is I have an alarm that goes off at 5:20 a.m., fam. I'm giving y'all my full play. At 5:20 a.m. and it says it's time to get to work. Right? It's time to get to work. It's a dumbbell emoji. And it motivates me to say, hey, all right, let's go. Let's get to the gym. Let's lift these weights. Let's run on this treadmill, whatever it is, because I know what that energy boost does for me. It allows for me to have a very productive day, right? So first alarm is that. The second alarm is the structure for the day. So here's a hack that I learned from former Twitter CEO, shout out to Elon Musk, who just bought the company. But a former Twitter CEO gave away his daily routine. And one of the things he did that I implemented was theming my days. Like, you got to start looking at your days and say, okay, How do I be productive? So for you, if it is, you know, check sales Monday, is it, you know, on Tuesdays, have that team meeting. On Wednesdays, reach out to X, Y, and Z amount of clients. On Thursdays, just focusing on content. And on Fridays, it could be something very simple. It could be something where you could honestly give yourself a 4-day work week. So you can reprogram yourself. Find that center where you can be calm, collected, and just get ready for the weekend to go back at it on Monday. But theming your days has been a complete game changer for me and my business. The next thing I want to focus on is knowing when to reset. Like, you got to know when you need to like reset, right? You got to know, all right, I've had, you know, X, Y, and Z amount of stress today. I've solved this amount of problems. I made this amount of decisions, but now I need to reset. So it could be escaping the office for a day. It could be working in a different environment. I want you to try out different things so that you can start having better habits, but you have to pay attention to your body. You got to pay attention to your structure. You got to pay attention to when are you performing the best. This is how you get those habits. And if you're struggling with figuring out habits, there's a book I want to recommend to you right now called Atomic Habits by James Clear. This book will help you realize just how much being consistent and having a daily routine can change everything for you. Because as you're going through life, as you're going through the hurdles, as you're excelling, you know, in your business, as you're excelling and building your brand, it's the habits that are going to beat the motivation. It's the habits that are going to help you get to where you want to be in life. And I hope you have been taking notes. I hope you have been writing this stuff down, because I love to give this practical advice that you can apply today so that you can have better habits, but most importantly, a better business. Or most importantly as well, climb that ladder. If that's something you want to do, if you notice, okay, my peers are starting to slope, they're starting to realize they can't perform well when they do this, pay attention to that so that you don't fall into that slump, fam. I remember when I was working at companies, when I was promoted 6 times in 4 years, it was very easy to identify who the superstars were, but also was very easy to realize what their weaknesses were. And you have to sharpen your tools so that when it's time to perform, you're at your best. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you are, you know, not just motivated, but you're at the point now you realize, okay, I gotta have these habits in place. I gotta start setting alarms, maybe even set reminders when you notice your energy level is going off. Maybe there's a 12 o'clock reminder where you have, you know, 3 inspiring words that make you go back at it with a different outlook and focus. The next thing, remember, theme your days. Start theming your days so that your habits are outlined with your goals. And last but not least, realize when it is time to reset. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I can't wait to see you next week with another amazing, inspiring guest. And always remember, dream it, believe it, go out there and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.